Jet Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie.
Oh, bittersweet. This is the last ever podcast for the Josiah and Herbie Show.
For now.
For now.
I'm staying hopeful. We'll come back. We'll be back better than ever.
One of the sales girls just bonus kisses through the window. See, Courtney, we got a good work office space. You'll hear a bit about that. There's not too much in there today because, let's be honest, we did 3 hours of basically goodbyes.
Pretty much. We really just said bye for 3 hours.
We took a lot of phone calls from the GV as well. They didn't all make this catch up because there was a fair bit in there. But we did have a fair bit that we have kept in there, and that is our final goodbye to Mario from Shepparton.
I can't believe it actually is on the same day as his birthday.
Talking about bittersweet.
I know.
Your friend G Flip joined the show.
She did. She's a big listener of the show. She wanted to share some words with us. And also, we had to say goodbye for the final time to the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah, you hear those next couple of tough goodbyes to a few family and friends that we do listen to. We are sticking around. We don't know what's next at this stage, but stay tuned. My name's Josiah. You're Herbie.
You can follow
us on Instagram if you
are. Josiah Charlotte on Instagram.
Yeah, we may as well. If anyone that doesn't know us and listens to this, yeah, give us a follow on Instagram, send us a message, and we can stay in touch that way.
At Josiah Sharla, slip into the DMs for him.
Ladies, preferably.
And I'm Nat Herbie. Yeah.
Thank you to everyone for downloading. Hey, thanks for always downloading our podcast.
Yeah, you guys are our loyal listeners.
Thanks for getting involved. It's been good, and we'll on to the next one. Oh, we should say, Herbs, as well, that the reason today is our last day on air is because of an internal restructure, which happened yesterday after the show, which we found out about it. So there's going to be a new show in the Goulburn Valley from Monday morning from 6 that's broadcast out of Albury across the state of Victoria. So they're an awesome show. You will love them.
They're good friends of ours, Jess and Tim. Enjoy them.
They're a great, great. Make sure you download them. Have a laugh with them as well. But in the meantime, thank you again, and we love you.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
We have been mentioning it all morning. Feel like a broken record, so apologies to anyone that doesn't care. But today is our last day on air due to an internal restructure. There's a new show joining you on Monday morning from 6 from Albury, statewide. A bit like Nine News recently did a restructure, kind of similar to that, where it's sad for locally. The community. However, they're a brilliant show. I will say that. They're good friends of ours as well.
We do love Tim and Jess.
I just want to say a few shout outs to people. I don't want to single too many people out because
it's hard. It's very tough. You've been here for over 2 years now. This is a place that I know you don't just live, but you actually call home.
Yeah, well, it is my home. And this is why, it's hard to say this because a lot of people probably wouldn't understand, but a lot of radio announcers who they'd be used to come and go over the years, and we get that. This is more of a home to me, so it's very different because I do have family here and I do have really good friends of here, even though, you know, I've got family that were born and raised here, even though I personally wasn't. I did move here just over 2 years ago. I didn't know a single person when I moved here, which is wild to say because I've got friends in. We don't just broadcast. We broadcast out of Shep, but to many towns listening across the whole Goulburn Valley. So to all the people that I have met in every single town, I need to say thank you to you. You know who you are. There's a lot of friends and family, which I can't even name because you people do know who you are.
It's a big family. It's just a massive family here.
It's crazy to say. When I did first move here, like I said, I didn't know a single person. There was one family.
It's all right.
In particular, who I want to say a big thank you to, and that's the Sali. It's the Sali family. They took me in. Shane, Rowan, and Nathan, big shout out to you boys. Many other families did as well, but they were the boys that they took me right in, made me one of their brothers, and without them, I wouldn't have known all the people I know. That was just a start for me, and from then, I ended up getting able to meet a lot of people throughout our community, and from then, one thing leads to another, plus through work and through soccer, football, the Shep United boys, stuff like that as well. So, it's a big thing. I just want to say a special thank you to that family in particular. They've got big hearts. They're a big part of our community, and they're very special to me and to all their family as well, Reg, all those people
as
well.
It's such a big family,
I could go all day, but they do mean a special part, and they have become my family here in Shepparton. So I do want to say a special shout out to those people as well. Also to our work family here at Hit 96.9. It's pretty massive. We come to work here every day. You spend 50, 60, 70 hours a week sometimes. Sometimes only 10. but they put up with us. You know, when you're getting up at 4, you can have all sorts of moods. So I do appreciate everyone in this building as well. Alan, our boss, he's a superstar,
legend.
That bloke. Benny, the old boss, he did a lot for me, that bloke. Also Leroy, our current boss, he's got a big heart and he's done a lot for us as well. I do need a shout out to my roommate Morgan as well.
Oh, Morgs, we know you're listening, even though you won't call us.
She's my unofficial wife, you could almost say.
Definitely.
She does a lot for me.
Everything.
We don't know what's next, I will say that. So if anyone, I have been receiving a few messages at the moment. It's just let the dust settle, see what happens. We're not the only ones in the boat.
No.
There's a pandemic going on in the whole world, so it's hard to feel sorry for yourself when there's many people listening probably in the same boat. Unfortunately, we've been reporting on it for the last 6 months here on the Radio Herbs, and now it's affecting us, but that's the reality of the world and the industry, hey?
It's true, and I know that you have given everything to this town, so it's right to know that you are feeling the emotions this morning. I'm feeling the emotions, and it is going to be hard to say the final goodbye. It's not yet, though. We've still got a bit of time.
And like I said, we're not going anywhere. We're still kicking around. It's not like I'm just packing my house up and moving tomorrow. We're just going to, like I said, let the dust settle and see what happens next. But it has been nice to be able to share all the stories, you know. Like, and I do want to thank everyone that listens to the show as well, because you've heard me talk rubbish for 3 hours for the last few years. I talk a lot of crap, and
yeah,
I understand
that. You love
yourself. I do. hard to argue that. Yeah, you've heard the tears, you've heard the laughs, you've heard it all. So we do appreciate you all. You're all a big family to us, aren't they?
We do indeed.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Now, it is our last ever show, and Herbs, it would only be fitting to get this man on because he's been a regular on the show every single week. We love him a lot. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Mario from Shepparton.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Mara, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
Ah, guess what as well? It's his birthday today.
Today?
Today. Mario from Shepparton. Morning, mate. Happy birthday.
Mara, thank you very much, mate.
Mario, how old are you turning?
Oh, it's a bit rude.
61, mate.
No, you're not.
61?
No, mate, I tell you jokes. I turned 39, mate.
39 and you got 14 kids. Man.
Yeah, mate, I do the muck around, mate.
Yeah, you shot them out. Those shooters are strong.
Your poor missus, mate. Happy birthday. What's plans for today, Mario?
Yeah, mate, just kicking the back and relaxing, mate. You know, just got to take every day one day at a time now that I'm my age, you know.
That's fair. Now, Mario, I don't know if you've heard the news today that this is the actual last show.
Yeah, this is very sad for me and for Goulburn Valley. I was thinking how much of a disaster this is for me, but I realised that you guys are like platypuses. You know why?
Why?
It's very hard to find, mate.
Oh, thanks, Mario. We do know you do have a platypus obsession. You've mentioned that many times on the show over the years. Thank you for comparing us to a platypus on your last ever show.
Mate, thank you for being there every morning for me. You know, I wake up, I hear your voice, and I go, oh, there's Josiah, and there's the Ellie. Makes my day good, you know.
I'm Herbie.
Herbie, oh, that's right, the Ellie was the other chick, eh?
That kind of hurts a little bit on the last day, Mario.
I cannot apologise enough for calling you Ellie.
I was going to offer my babysitting services now that I've got a lot of free time for your 14 kids.
And
but,
she loves kids as well, Mario.
But
you
I
just
don't know about
her.
That. Yeah. I don't think, sorry about that, Mario. I'll take that back. I'm not going to babysit.
Hey, believe me, it's not the first time I get in trouble for saying the wrong name, mate.
Oh, Mario, what are you going to do in the gym? Because I know you do listen to us every morning while you lift weights in that gym of yours that's become famous across the GV. What are you going to listen to now, mate?
Mate, believe me, I get pretty scary now. I just lift weights in silence, bro.
Oh, that's
that's quite a funeral.
I swear, that's something you see in like a horror movie.
Yeah mate, this is what I'm going to deal with now, you know what I mean?
Maybe now you and I should get ripped, Josiah. Maybe we should go to Mario's gym.
Well, you're not allowed visitors in your house at the moment.
After lockdown, obviously.
Do we care?
1.5 metres, mate.
Yeah, okay. Do we have to pay to get in? Is it all cashies or free entry because we're fired?
Yeah, mate, we can do cash or we can arrange some sort of, you know, barter system, you know what I mean?
And obviously we'd probably need some substances to help us bulk up. You got anything?
Mate, the more the better.
Right, okay. We'll speak about that one off air. How does that sound, Mario?
Mate, get loose on the juice, bro.
Mate, we genuinely love you. You've come on the show almost every week for the last few years, Mario.
He's close to the unofficial mayor of our show.
Oh, he is, mate. People like you more than they like us, Mario. So thank you for entertaining everyone across the Goulburn Valley and bringing a smile to everyone's faces, mate.
Yeah, mate, like I just said all the time, it is your pleasure.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We are finishing up today. Very unexpected, but it is our last show, and you have just thanked so many people before that have meant so much to you in your time here in the GV. And for me, it's a bit different because I feel like I've had one giant sleepover.
Poor Herbs, before you say what you're about to say, you moved here a week before a pandemic. You got the job, first of all, and we were excited for you to start because I was solo and people were sick of me at the start of the year. And then the pandemic hit and you didn't really get a chance to do anything because you've been in two lockdowns, and it is what it is. We will say there's just been a little restructure in our company. New show joining you Monday from 6, coming out of Albury across Victoria.
Exactly. Now, even though that I have only been here for a short time, I think it's around 6 months, everyone's been so welcoming, but there's been one person that I need to give a shout out because I don't actually think that I would have made it to 6 months because the pandemic hit me in a big way, and that's you.
Oh, thanks, Herbs.
Oh, we've done well all day, but honestly, you took a chance on me. I got the call at the end of last year from you, and I think that was one of the best days of my life, and no one knows what happens behind the scenes, but you knew what happened at the start of the year, and that was probably the hardest day of my life, and you were right there with me. You called me, and it was tough, and so since then, I think we have just thrived. Like, I have never enjoyed radio more in my life. I don't think I've been a better announcer, and that's because of you. You have made me such a better person and a better announcer, and you've made me feel like, even though I don't know much about the Goulburn Valley, it has become home, and that's solely because of you. So I cannot thank you enough, and I don't think this is the end of us because I might be biased. I think we're bloody good. I think we're great, and I don't think that this is the end of us. I think we're going to go further, and I just want to say I'm so thankful that I've got to work with you. You are one of the most talented announcers, and what you can do behind the scenes is incredible, but most of all, you've got my back, and that means it more than anything.
No, it means a lot, Herbs, and it's been, but honestly, it's been great to have you here in the studio by my side, because like I said before, I think people were sick of me on my own for a while there.
You weren't.
No, I loved it. Yeah, I love talking by myself. I love the Josiah Show. It's been so, that means a lot. That really does mean a lot, and there's many things that do happen, like you said, behind the scenes that we obviously can't make people aware of, but what I think is great about you and I is we try to be as real as possible. A lot of people try to be who they think they want to be. You and I are just ourselves, and we try to portray that every day, and you've definitely come on board and been exactly that. So it's been good having you on board, Herbs.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
There is one lady who is killing it in Australia in the music industry at the moment. She's also one of my best friends. Her name is G Flip. She listens to our show on the reg all the time, and that because it is our last ever show, she did want to join us. So good morning, G Flip.
Good morning, Josiah, and good morning, Herbie.
How are you, Flip? You feeling all right? Thanks for tuning in this morning. We know you're a busy girl, so it means a lot.
No, I was up, had the alarm set, ready to go at 6, and I just want to say how proud I am of both of you, and just to Herbie, obviously we've grown up most of our life together, and when we were 14 we set goals for ourselves, and she always said she wanted to be on radio, and it's been a pleasure to watch her do exactly that, and it's only the start for you, Herb, so don't get yourself down too much, this is just the beginning, and Josiah, I don't know you too well, but you're a great bloke, and I'm sure you're just at the beginning of everything as well.
Yeah, I heard that before. No, thanks, Flip. Means a lot. I'm sure it means a lot to you as well, Herbs.
It does.
We appreciate you. Maybe, do you need someone on the road with you, mate, Herbs?
What we can say is that we're affected, obviously, today, but you've been affected this whole year. We know the music industry has been a hard hit. So any words of wisdom you have for us going forward?
Honestly, I think you just got to have a positive mindset. Do exercise, get up early. Oh, my alarm's going off.
Sorry.
get up early, do exercise, drink plenty of water, eat good food. So you have, you got to have your mind healthy to complete goals and get stuff done in life. So
I think that's good advice. Before we get to the healthy mindset, I think we might have some celebratory drinks tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's always, there's got to be a balance.
Have you learnt the balance all too well, Flip?
You know, I'm pretty seasoned in learning how to, you know, keep a good balance.
I reckon, why don't we, in honour of getting Miss G Flip on this morning, in honour of having some celebratory drinks, let's play Drink Too Much.
Yeah, Flip, do you want to intro your show? On our last ever show, we're going to play your song Drink Too Much. Can you intro it for us?
Oh, this is the cutest thing ever. All right. Everyone listening, make sure you call in and give Josiah and Herbie a good rap because they're awesome people, awesome humans. And let's celebrate tonight with this song, my song. It's called Drink Too Much by me, G Flip.
Oh, yeah. There it is on Hit 96.9. Thanks, Flip.
No worries. See you guys.
I got a crush on Steph Glassmith. Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Go on, Herbie, sing us out one last time. Macy Gray here on Hit 96.9. It is Josiah and Herbie, 5 minutes to nine. Got to sign off for the last time, Herbs. If anyone's just tuning in, today is our last day on air. We have got an internal restructure happening, so you do have a new show. Joining you from Monday morning from 6 from Albury. They are superstars. You are going to love them. But it is a sad day for local radio regardless. Sad day for us as well, but stay positive.
Fun. It has been so much fun, and I have got no regrets. I think this is a great town. I'm glad that I was part of it for the last 6 months. So I don't know about how you're feeling, but I don't know if this is real yet.
No, we do live in the best place in Australia, so everyone needs to enjoy their own back garden, love each other, and we'll get through this whole pandemic one bit after another. We do have the whole office in the studio at the moment, so we do want to say thank you to all for all your support, putting up with our moods early in the morning. We're up at 4 every time. You mainly have to put up with Herbie, but I know I know I do your heads in it from time to time, so thank you to everyone for all you do for us as well. So it means a lot. All right, we've got to sign off, Herbs.
Oh,
do you know, I'll tell you what, there's one thing to get positive about. R&B Fridays, it kicks off next. There's a lot to be excited about. But Goulburn Valley, thank you to all your messages.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to everyone here as well.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.